This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hate you!
Well,
we're Dan Patrick!
I feel like you're going to like us. So, hey,
yes.
if you're new to Kavino and Rich, welcome.
Yeah.
In for DP, getting you guys into the weekend. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to talk about everything from Cocaine Bears to Russell Wilson to a fight that Kavino and I are going to talk about that I think more people want to watch than an actual fight.
Oh, yeah. Stick around for that.
And it's not the lady getting kicked in the head by a moose. That was not a fight. That was a straight knockout.
When animals attack. Yeah, ooh. We're going to get to that, too. Lots of fun today. And first mostly, it's Friday.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like a Thursday, but it's Friday. Weekend is here. I'm pumped about it. You know who else is here? Joel is here.
There he is.
On the ones and twos. What's up,
what
Joel?
What up, though?
What up, though? We got super producer Danny G on the phones.
Happy Friday.
877-99 on Fox. Kevin Wyatt with the updates. We got Spotty Boy on the videos. We got a whole team
Hello.
Here.
Yes, sir. And we're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the 2023 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary. Is one test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com.
And we're such a team. We all wear matching outfits. I want people to know that.
That's what we do.
We're in full uniform today.
Pants.
Our Fox Sports Radio pinstripes.
You know, my wife, I was going to say, I don't know if it was a drunk or high question, but my wife asked me something the other night.
Probably both.
So kids are sleeping. We're chilling. And my wife said, How did they decide what athletes would wear in different sports?
Comfort, probably.
And I said, that's a good question. What do you mean? She goes, like one day they're like, all right, you're basketball players. You're going to wear tank tops. Oh, you play baseball? You're all going to wear pants with belts and matching shirts. And even the coach is going to wear it, too.
It's definitely an under the influence question for sure.
And then she said, who decided wrestling and boxing were shirtless? Like, yeah, take your shirt off while you're at it. Who decided
probably
the official wardrobe of all these things?
Evolved by default, you know, trial and error.
Oh, you're wrestling with another man? Speedo. That big Speedo.
It's appropriate. I think the follow-up, or maybe even better question, is who decided, like, what managers wore? Like, why do they wear the uniform in baseball? Like, in case they need an extra player?
In the NBA.
Old man Clemens is going to get in the infield?
Well, there were player managers, right, back in the day? But in the NBA, I think it was like, all right, you know what? Suit up. What do you mean suit up? I think you should wear a suit.
I don't know how long that went on. I know Pat Riley was one of the OGs to be rocking that suit.
The NFL is the one with the most flexibility, but it seems like most wear like a little windbreaker. Some would wear a sports coat back in the day. Vince Lombardi, before we were born, had the fedora look going on with the trench.
Yeah.
Danny G, do you ever think of these things, or is this just my wife and I after a couple drinks?
Just you guys after drinking.
You know what, though? My girlfriend does ask me questions that she expects me to know. Well, you're a sports fan. And I'm like, I don't know that, and nobody knows that. I don't know. I'm going to have to Google it. She'll just ask me random, like, arbitrary, ridiculous questions like that all the time.
Kavino talks to the Yankees game, and his girl's like, Why is the dugouts where they are?
Yeah,
like, I don't know. I guess, like,
how do you not know? You talk sports for a living. Shouldn't you know? And I'm like, yeah, but that's not, like, nobody knows that. Yes, somebody knows that. No, nobody knows that. And then she questions, like, you know, my common knowledge. And I'm like, no, nobody knows that. No one really talks about that.
I'll tell you this. Now that we said it, in 6 months from now, someone's going to steal that idea and it's going to be a Netflix special. Like the food that built America?
Yeah.
Or the machines that built America? There'll be one on uniforms. Stolen idea.
It's coming soon. Or maybe we could do some research and tell the story on our show,
because
normally we're on every day, guys.
Research. So like I said,
it's a pleasure and honor to wake up with you, for us anyway. I don't know how you feel about it, but it's a pleasure to be here, even on this rainy, miserable L.A. Friday. Now, it rarely rains here on the west side in Los Angeles, so we can't complain too much. But when it does, it gets really bad. People forget how to drive. The roads get slick. There's traffic jams. Everything starts to leak. It's a hassle and a huff. And today's the one day I wish I wore my big red boots. You know those big red boots that everybody's wearing?
You should have wore them today.
I wish I had my big red galoshes. And Joel's probably thinking, what the hell is he talking about? I want the Fox Sports Radio Nation to, well, first look them up, then thank us for keeping you in the know. They're called Mischief Boots, right? And they're all the rage and all the buzz now.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, there was a lot of buzz on social media about them. But
they just came out last week.
They were publicly released, and now they're selling for thousands on
The ticket value, the market value,
Amazon,
is $350. MSCHF Mischief Boots. They look like Astro Boy boots. They look like Papa Smurf cartoon boots. They're the weakest things I've ever seen. Yet, guys in the NBA are rocking them to the locker room. Guys in the WWE are wearing them into the ring. Guys who want to show off and peacock and spend extra flow and show who they are wearing these things, and I can't believe it. They're the most ridiculous looking things. They look like galoshes.
You know what?
That's
does.
Why I bring them up. I wish I had them for this big rainstorm that we're having this morning.
Danny and Joel, you know what it does? It makes Crocs look like Jordans.
Yeah, and here's my theory.
That's how hideous these things are.
But here's my theory.
They make it seem like wearing a pair of Crocs is a statement.
There was once a time in our life when we saw Crocs, and you know, we heard, oh, but they're good for cooks and chefs and boats and things like that. And they're really comfortable.
Nurses,
and you're like, oh, okay, comfort. And I get it. You don't want to slip, whatever. Okay. But I'll never wear those things. And I frowned upon anybody who wore those things outside of those three occasions. Now, you see every little nose-picking kid across America wearing them. And I think to myself, how could any little girl look at that little boy and say, I like that kid? To me, this kid's still rocking Swiss cheese on his feet. I don't get it. I don't care how comfy they are. They look ridiculous. But now everybody wears them. Young kids wear them. People wear them out. People wear them to school.
It's the ultimate function over fashion.
So
in the history of anything.
That's how lazy we've gotten as a society. It's like, well, why don't we wear muumuus? I'm sure they're comfy, right?
I heard Adam Carolla talk to us about this once. Crocs. Sort of like slippers in a way, right? You ever do this deal where you're like, all right, because I'll be the first to admit, I do own a pair of Crocs. But let me explain. It's when I go outside to skim the pool.
You know why you own one? Because it's a slippery slope.
If I'm, you know, cutting some roses off of one of my bushes, or if I go take out the trash, or I'm like getting something out of the car, I got the Crocs to slip on. But here's the deal. You have to make a promise to yourself. That's where it ends. You can't be like, well, I'm going to go run to Rite Aid.
That's where it starts. That's what I'm here to tell you.
I'm going to go to Taco Bell, or I have to go to Ralph's to get some milk for the kids. You can't be like, I'll just throw on my Crocs. You need to have a strict rule with yourself.
No, there's an evolution. Oh, I'm just throwing out the garbage. Then it's, oh, I'm just going to pick up some eggs. Then it's, oh, I'm just picking up the kid at school. Then it's, oh, now I'm at Target and I'm wearing them. And then
next thing you know,
now
I'm at the club.
Yes.
I'm at the bar.
Exactly. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to remind you.
So we get a warning?
Hey, remember when we thought those were the worst things ever and now you're wearing them? That's how I feel about these new boots. These new boots are ridiculous. Wake up, America. Hey. Have some sensibility. Have some pride. Have a sense of style. Even in this rainstorm we're having right now, I'd rather ruin my sneakers than wear these ridiculous Papa Smurf boots. They're red. They're rubbery. They look like something like that someone would wear like in cosplay or as a joke.
What if like
or
the hottest? Like
as part of a cartoon costume?
Good question. What if like the hottest cosplay girl on earth was like, Steve, wear them for me.
Exactly.
Never. Never, Joel. Never.
Joel, he has no compromise.
I've got rules that I live by.
He has like
standards.
He has like abnormal integrity where, if you were to give him like the greatest scenario, like, yo, dude, the Yankees win the World Series while you're, with like five women at the same time, but you got to wear those boots. He'd say, no.
Joel's going to just argue with her for hours.
I can do that.
And then they're going to fall in love.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Joel, remember Marvelous Marvin Hagler? He used to say in the Right Guard commercials, never let him see you sweat.
That's right.
Never let him see you sweat. I don't let people see me in a vulnerable state like that. If I'm wearing these ridiculous red boots, I don't feel like myself. I feel less confident.
Yeah,
I'm not going to let people see me wear these ridiculous things.
Unless it's for some sort of joke. No, I wouldn't. I understand that you wouldn't wear them.
Yeah. Never.
But if she.
No. No.
130.
No, I don't even let women see my feet, bro. No. Let alone wear red
true
boots.
Story. True story, Joel, Danny G, Spotty Boy, everyone hanging with us. One of Covino's exes said to me once, do you know what he does in the bedroom? I go, oh, geez, let's hear this.
Hey, man, are you going to give up my secrets now?
He backs out of the room because he doesn't even want women to see his butt. he's like, I'm vulnerable.
And it beeps. Beep, beep, beep.
Like, he's the type of guy, no vulnerability whatsoever for this guy.
I focus on my strengths, and my glutes are not one of them. No way. So I'd never be caught, ass out with these red boots on, that's for sure. These things are ridiculous. There's a lot of people listening saying, I don't even know what they're talking about. I promise you, you will. We've discussed it before, but now it's like it went from celebrities having them to like the cool kid in high school.
Let's test your integrity.
I'll never wear them. I promise you.
But I thought he said he wanted them for this weather.
That was the joke. But not even this weather. Because that's what they would be appropriate for. They look like big red galoshes. Yeah.
You could jump in puddles like we did when we were kids.
Yeah.
You can't do that in your sneakers.
Come on, man. What if this company, Mischief, reaches out to Fox Sports and says, man, we really like that Covino guy. He's got something. We want live reads, live commercials every day. We'll give Covino a six-figure endorsement deal, but you got to do commercials about how much you love him every day.
I wouldn't do it.
Get that out of here.
It's a direct representation.
You're full of it.
No, I wouldn't do it. It's like this, too. I'll tie it back into, because this is Fox Sports Radio.
Instead of Mercedes-Benz or Tire Rack, if it was like live from Covino's Big Red Boot Studio.
That's so dumb.
Covino, we need two more mentions for Big Red Boots.
Yeah, Danny will whisper in your ear. Yeah.
We're short one boot
mention. You know what? Maybe I would do it to be a company guy and to keep my job, but I wouldn't do it with any sort of enthusiasm. I'd be like, live from the Big Red Boots studios, whatever.
Sound like Buck Showalter.
It's just beyond me that we've gotten this lane that people are like, this is the look and this is where it's going. I don't get it. I don't like it. But then again, it's probably not for me. But I think you have to have a standard and have a little pride. Like, I would never, like I said, tie it back to Fox Sports. I would never wear a jersey that wasn't my team. Ever. I have, but then I wisened up a little bit and I was like, you know what? That's for fools. I don't do that. I saw my brother.
That makes you sound. I get it. I would never wear something other than my team.
People do, though.
There's
Rich.
A generation. You're a 40-year-old guy. There's people.
People
younger,
do.
Younger dudes and women will wear sports gear that matches the wardrobe.
Fools.
The wardrobe. It might not even be their team. If they're rocking some green Jordans, they might wear an Oakland A's hat because it matches.
I'm so glad you said that. I went home, I'm from New Jersey, just a kid from Union, New Jersey.
No, you're not. We discovered yesterday that you're like the Mexican Ricky Schroeder. Silver spoons in the barrio.
Ricardo Schroeder. But I'm just a kid from Union, New Jersey. Went to visit my family. And my brother, we're all Yankees fans. We're a Yankees family. See my brother rocking an Oakland Athletics hat.
Are you giving more people reasons to hate you?
Why?
I'm a Yankees fan. Oh, boy.
No, I stand for something. People are like, this guy's onto something. People like me. They're like, I wouldn't wear stupid red boots either. They're on my team. So I go to my brother. I'm like, what are you doing wearing that ridiculous hat? He's like, what, yo? What's wrong with it? I'm like, what are you, a Bash brother? Who are you? Carney Lansford? Get that thing off your head. What is that? What, man? It matches my sneakers, yo. I'm like, that is ridiculous. We're not an Oakland A's family. He's like, who cares, yo? They're not, like, competing against the Yanks. I'm like, first of all, yeah, they are. And second of all, stop with that. Get that ridiculous thing off your head. I took it off his head. I said, don't you ever.
But I thought Walt Weiss was our real dad.
I like Mike Gallego, yo. I'm like, get that off. Dennis Eckersley's my hero. Get out of here. I didn't like it.
Well, your dad does look like Dennis Eckersley.
I thought my dad was Dennis Eckersley. I
really more did. Like Carney Lansford.
Carney Lansford was the guy. Anyway, I'm here to tell you, Big Fox Red Sports Boots. Radio Nation, that the Big Red Boots thing isn't going away. I'm seeing prominent sports figures wear them to make a statement. They have to know deep down it's ridiculous. It's a matter of time, matter of days, that Russell Westbrook rocks these into the locker room. I could just see it. I could see it. And if you want to see what we're talking about, I actually post a little video on my Instagram at Steve Covino, but they're called Mischief Boots. And the only thing I could possibly see that they're appropriate for is a rainy, crappy day like this to protect your actual Jordans, your actual kick-ass shoes. And I digest my morning breakfast.
Well,
the end.
To sort of stay on the same path that you're talking about with the style and the boots.
Yeah.
I did look it up. We were talking about why different sports coaches and athletes wear different things.
Why they wear what they wear.
The NBA is an interesting one. There was an article out of the USA Today. You know, the paper you get in a hotel, and I don't know if they sell it anywhere else, right under your door.
Mm-hmm. You're at USA Today.
Is that the only place? Hotels?
On a flashback Friday, did your mom always read The Parade?
Steven, give me The Parade.
We got the New York Daily News and Highlights Magazine. Hidden Pictures.
Love me some highlights.
The NBA will continue to allow coaching staffers to wear athleisure. You know what it was? I think there was a transition. When every woman on planet Earth started wearing yoga pants every day, and like yoga pants became the athleisure. Like my wife, I think, only wears yoga pants.
I know,
like,
but it gets lazy.
No, but once that happens.
I like yoga butts just like any other guy, but it gets lazy after a while. Look at you. You're wearing sweatpants. You know, like it turns lazy.
Athleisure has taken over to the point where the NBA says we'll continue to allow coaches to wear zip-ups. The quarter zip-up has replaced the suit for most NBA coaches. And in the NFL right now, the most popular thing is for coaches to wear team-oriented gear, whether it be a hoodie like Belichick, a cutoff, a windbreaker. So it's more about the athleisure has even taken over coaching.
Well, you got to look good.
Yoga pants with a pair of red boots.
Exactly. That's where it's headed. You know how that fall look, that winter look is the yoga pants with the Uggs? Yeah, replace that with these big, ridiculous boots that we're talking about. And again, it's Covino and Rich, and we're asking you, are you still overpaying for a razor?
Oh, another good question.
In this economy? Gross. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top shelf shave at regular shelf price.
Yeah, I need some new razors. Do you ever use your wife's razor in the shower?
Well, not for my face.
Well, I'm just saying. But, I mean, is that allowed? Is that gross?
I do. I don't tell her, though. So,
okay. All right. Well, Dollar Shave Club is available at
your
a store
look smooth.
Near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the end, everybody. Hey, Dollar
that's why
Shave
he doesn't
Club.
Want her to see him walk out with the butt, because she'll see it and she'll be you've been using my razor.
She'll realize that it's so silky smooth.
Where is
and wonder how. Yeah, I don't want to make her feel bad and jealous about my silky smooth butt.
So, hey, listen, coming up here on Covino and Rich in for DP, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson, and there's a concept here.
He's probably going to be wearing red boots. You'll see.
Oh, you know what?
I feel like he's the type nowadays because he's got this sort of like a little smidge of like arrogance. He's not the Russell Wilson he used to be, right?
I want you to think about this, and we'll take your phone calls next at 877-99 on Fox. It could do with Russell Wilson or someone in your life. Do people change? Or is it how they always were, but now they're exposed? When someone in your life makes a big change, is it like, man, you changed? Or is it, oh, you're just, now we're just seeing who you really are? We'll get to that next, right here. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio. All right, now Tyrek.
Tyrek.
We got to hang with the great people at Tyrek down in Phoenix for the Super Bowl.
Great and people.
My goodness, they know their tires. Damn.
That's what they do.
They've been crushing it for over 40 years. They've got the experience, knowledge, and passion to assist every driver.
Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Try their easy-to-use tire decision guide. Answer a few questions. Get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
They got the full lineup of Yokohama tires, test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, free 2-year road hazard protection, nails, screws, potholes, all that stuff covered. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. It's shipped for free. How cool is that?
Nice. Or skip the waiting room. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. A tire rack technician brings new tires to your home or office. How cool is that?
Install them on site. The ultimate convenience, a game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/Dan and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/Dan.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I want to shout out all the affiliates, everybody hanging out, waiting to hear the Dan Patrick Show. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to be here. We're Covino and Rich. Good morning.
Hey,
we're
buddy.
Here. Covino and Rich, we're usually on every afternoon, but you can subscribe to our podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast and leave a review. You qualify for a bribery ball. trying to bribe some people. Leave her a nice review.
Love us, yes. And we'll give you things.
Yes, we'll give you a Nerf football.
Every afternoon next week, it's going to be raining Nerf footballs because you guys are a few days behind.
Do I have to wear my galoshes?
Yeah, you have to wear your big red boots.
My big red boots.
By the way, that reminds me of one of my favorite video games when I was a kid, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes, remember his Sonic red boots.
Yeah.
Or if you got kids, Dora the Explorer, Boots the Monkey.
By the way, if you want to see these ridiculous boots that these kids are wearing, that superstars are wearing, I don't know which Russell's going to wear them first, Wilson or Westbrook.
That's a bet. That's a prop bet, by the way. go to DraftKings and make your prop bet now.
Who's going to wear them first? Who's going to get an endorsement? By the way, if you want to see what we're talking about, I just posted it again at Covino and Rich on social media on our IG story. Spotty's here putting up videos as we speak. Spotty boy. Again, Joel and Danny G and Kevin Wyatt's got your updates. We're going to talk some Russell Wilson. This guy, has he been exposed or has he always been a jerk?
Well, here's the thing.
Was that a smack? That means he's going to drop knowledge.
Well, there's some updates on Russell Wilson.
Here's the thing, Joel. A lot of times.
Did he change?
In relationships, in dating, work friendships, family, you wonder sometimes, did the person change? Or is that who they always were, and now they've just been exposed? But, they always say when someone becomes famous or rich, they don't change. They just become an amped up version of who they really were all along.
Right, right. So we're going to get to that in 2 seconds, but we have a few phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. Well, it's Friday. We're excited about it.
Let me get my Russell Wilson notes ready while we talk about Boots with Ed in Florida.
What's up, Ed?
What's up, Eddie?
Good morning.
Guys, how y'all doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
Good, man. I just called in to say I took a look at those boots this morning, and those boots are horrible, ridiculous. I wouldn't be caught dead in those boots.
You know, Ed, it only gets worse. Like, do you remember when girls started wearing, the big furry Uggs back in the day? We were like, all right, I guess we'll accept it.
No, then
we were
like,
we'll accept it.
What are they, Beastmaster boots? What are those
things? We're slowly accepting any type of footwear.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, yeah, Beastmaster Uggs? Sure. Crocs? Sure. Now it's big red Sonic the Hedgehog
cartoon
Papa boots. Smurf boots. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, sure.
It's ridiculous. But like, grown-ass men are wearing these things, too. It's really odd. That's why I'm bringing it up. You know, it's really a thing. I'm not making this up. But thank you, Ed, for backing me up on it and having a sense of pride and dignity. Appreciate you.
And having a little fun with us today. All right, Russell Wilson. Let's go to Mike in Southern California. Mike, before we get into all the details of Russ, what's your instinct? Did he change, or is this who he always was?
So, good morning, Camino. Good morning, Rich, first off.
What up, Mike?
Morning. So, I'm a Denver fan, have been for the longest. Russell Wilson, he was with Hackett. If you notice, he didn't run the ball that much. He didn't get mobile, anything. Once Hackett was gone, last 2 games of the season, we went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs and we beat the Chargers.
I still think Denver will be one of the big turnaround stories next year, and it's going to make Sean Payton look smarter than maybe he even is, because, you know, you win 5 games and you're the Broncos that had Super Bowl hopes. Next year, even if you go 10-7, it's like, man, look at Sean Payton and what he did.
I'm interested to hear his answer, though. What is he saying?
Yeah, Mike, did Russell Wilson
I don't think he's been exposed. I think he came into a game plan with the coach that didn't know his style of play, and so he had a bad season. But I think with Sean Payton getting him back on that track, I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be the same old Russell Wilson.
But it transcends football. You know, yeah, he had a bad season, but there's been
this is about him in the locker room.
Yeah, there's been he has this this personality now where it just
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, no, Joe garners a lot of criticism, a lot of eye rolls. You know, a lot of hate on social media. He became like a hateable guy somehow. So where did that come from?
It's interesting. Like, you know how over the years you may have changed your narrative on LeBron? Like, I hate LeBron. You know, I like LeBron. I hate LeBron. I like LeBron. I think Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson never sort of had that. I mean, he was a little cringy at times, nobody hated him.
No, I think back in the day, everyone for the most part was like, Russell Wilson, just a good dude.
What a guy.
What a guy.
And now I think it's like, all right, did he change a little bit, or has the fame and celebrity and money really just exposed the true guy he is. And let me just give you a couple notes. So here's a guy who has altercations with defensive players. Now, you talk to guys that played in the NFL. We've talked to many of them. You know, former NFL players work on the network here. The offense and defense sort of stay in their lane. You know, their partner's going after the same goal. But you don't see NFL quarterbacks barking at defensive players.
Mm-mm.
He rubs people the wrong way with this stuff.
He's no Johnny Gill.
Rub him the right way.
Yeah. Like that one, right, Joel? Do you feel the magic in my hands when I touch?
Yeah, because I can see you with a perm.
And rub you the right. You got to rub them the right way.
Now, when you look at Russell Wilson, when Sean Payton was first hired, they said, hey, Sean Payton, how do you feel about Russ with his special parking spot and office? Remember he had an office where he's not even with the team sometimes? Like, Russ has his office.
Yeah, you know what people think when they see stuff like that? Oh, so you think you're better than me?
I'll be honest.
It's just one of those things,
I'm not trash talking because I still work there. It's my other job.
You think you're better than
me? But it's SiriusXM. When Howard Stern has his own elevator, that is a little like...
Oh, you think you're better than me?
A little eye-rolly. Like, he uses a different elevator.
And we get
okay.
it.
Okay.
I get it. Like, superstar.
I get it, but it's like, that
you
sort
know,
of...
Guy's making millions.
You know, I mean, like, really?
But you start separating yourself, right? And other people will look at that like, yeah, I don't know, that rubs me the wrong way.
For Howard, he doesn't need to be part of a team. He's his own entity. Russell Wilson needs to lead a team. So when you alienate yourself like that,
well, bam, buddy boy.
Russell reminds me of, like, you grow up with a cousin. You know, you have a cousin that you just think you raised like, or a good brother. You know, somebody that's close to you. And then you get up in age and you look at them like, you know, how did I not recognize that you?
That's so funny, Joel.
How did I not see this along the way?
The funny thing is, it's like Russell got inside his own head. Remember he had the coach. Rest in peace or whoever he is, but he got inside his own head. And when your cousins go away and they get in their own head, it seems like they come back more crazier than you. And you got to look, hey.
Yeah.
Everybody has that personal example you speak of, which is really funny.
Right.
Is that what happened to Russell Wilson? Did his relationships have something to
boom,
do with it?
Boom.
You know, did his marriage, like, did it all go to his head? Did he turn heel like Hollywood Hogan?
Listen, I don't.
He became the guy.
I have the, you know, my number one rule is you could talk smack about someone, but you don't talk about their family.
Okay.
But it would be foolish of me not to say, well, he did marry a beautiful celebrity, which pulls him into a different circle. I'm not saying anything negative about Ciara, but I'm just saying, when he's in a different social circle as well.
He's an athlete, right? Think about the what an athlete makeup is. It's much like a lot of people listening right now. They're just better at sports.
Yeah.
Then he enters this Hollywood sort of circle. It's a different type of breed. It's a different type of person. And I promise you that. Rich and I have interviewed everybody under the moon. Athletes, the most relatable, because they're just like you.
You know what the number one weird one is with athletes? Baseball players, Joel. I'll tell you why. You see an NFL player, an NBA player, it's so obvious that, you know, they're a beast, way bigger, stronger than me. You go to, like, if you get the chance or the privilege to go to, like, a batting practice, right? You go watch, like, the Dodgers or Mets or Astros or anyone get in the batter's box for a little BP before the game. You're like, all these guys are, like, 6 foot. 190 pounds. They're
they
me. They're just me, but better. Like, you don't. You're not looking at him like, man, he's 6'6 and ripped.
I mean, the Aaron Judges of the world.
Yeah, but still,
right? No, but so my point is, you know, you enter different circles. You're hanging with different people.
And what do they say?
That,
like,
could rub off on you a little bit.
He should have just married the regular Jenny from around the block.
Maybe so.
He needed an LL Cool J around the way girl.
Around the way,
right?
Yeah,
standing on a bus stop sucking on a lollipop.
On a what?
Oh, on a lollipop. Lollipop.
All right,
he started to flex on the rapper Future, remember? And that's when he went from Carlton to a wannabe Tupac.
Carlton.
And it was really weird. Then there's the video of him and Ciara in bed, remember?
Yeah.
Seattle, we got a deal.
Yeah, but you know what happens? You know what happens, though?
That's when everything started to go south.
Yeah, but I just figured it out. Danny G nailed it. Like, he had this Carlton reputation, right? Now, here's Carlton
It's not unusual.
Hold on. And I love Alfonso Ribeiro. You know, we've met the guy. We've interviewed him. Great guy. I love Carlton. Great character, right? But when you say Carlton and when we think Carlton, there's nothing really cool about it, right? And here he is. He's like, I'm Russell Wilson. I don't deserve to be treated like Carlton, right? So he wants to change that, even though we all loved him as Carlton.
You know what
That's
it's
the
like?
Thing. We all loved him like that.
You know
he's
what it's
like,
like?
Nah. It's like Will Smith. Everybody loved Will Smith, but people thought he was corny. He's like, yeah, but I know I'm Will Smith, but I kind of want to be like Tupac.
It's like right? when you call Church Boy.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, no, but we love you like that. But there's a part of that guy, and it's like,
but I don't want to be that.
He's like, yeah,
I don't want to be Church Boy anymore.
I want to be hard, right? I want to be hard. I want some respect. And then, you know, Will Smith goes up on stage, starts smacking people because he's trying to prove something. Russell Wilson's growing his hair out. He's acting all Hollywood. He's getting a little arrogant because he's trying to prove something because he's trying to shed that image.
Well,
but the truth is, hey, man, we loved you as that.
It's funny because
and it
Carlton
sucks.
Remained Carlton.
I know.
Yeah, and that's why we love him.
And by the way, on a side note, that's why Alfonso Ribeiro's great because he even owns that character. Like he still loves that character.
Oh, he'll do the dance on you know on yeah, but, any stage anywhere.
But
he loves
in reality,
it.
Carlton, as much as we love him, like doesn't garner respect. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're gonna name drop as much as you have this morning already,
it's not.
You might as well say we've been at.
It's not name dropping.
We've been
if
at
it's
like
true.
We've been at like a Super Bowl event where we've seen him on the dance floor and he'll break it out.
Yeah. You know, like, you got to own it.
Own
like,
it.
I'll tell you what. You know what I love about the ultimate form of confidence, right, is when you just own it. Like, Rich Davis, he's the biggest cheese weenie I ever met.
Well, hold on now.
But hold on. But, look, he's got a beautiful wife. And when you own it, you could be the corniest guy going.
Yeah, you can say
it's
I'm corny.
It's cool. No, because when you own what you are, yep. who you are, right, it's cool no matter what. No one could say anything about it. It's just who you are and you own it. Russell Wilson, to me, seemed to be like the all-American guy, nice guy, you know.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
I don't want to be
because,
that anymore.
Look, if he just would have said, that was a bad play, I should have overrode it and changed the play at the line,
mm-hmm.
instead of throwing that pass in the Super Bowl, he would be a different guy.
He'd be a two-time Super Bowl champion, and that was the turning point, Joel.
He should have owned it.
You know what?
He should have just lived. He tried to go establishment answer.
You know, let me tell you. I'm going to go a step further and say, this doesn't stop with Russ. When people want to change who they are, and we love them a certain way, you know, it's like Drew Carey. Remember when he took over for Bob Barker on The Price is Right?
Yeah.
We're like, we love you, fat Drew Carey. The guy gets all slim.
That's not nice.
He gets all skinny. And everyone's like, yeah, but we like you the other way.
Well, I like Big Luther.
Yeah. Luther's like, I don't want to be Big Luther. And Drew Carey's like, well, I don't want to be fat Drew Carey. I don't care what you like.
And it happens all the time.
That's what I think happened to Russell Wilson.
All right, I'll be kinder. I won't say fat. Bigger fellas and larger women in the entertainment industry, when they lose weight, fans have the audacity to be like, no, I like you better, bigger. Meanwhile, they've done all this stuff for their health. But, they don't want to be that. And Russell Wilson doesn't want to be the, aw, shucks, I'm the greatest all-American guy.
Well, here's the juice today, okay? Friday, Covino and Rich.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even got to the latest juice. And the latest juice isn't the fact that when Sean Payton was hired, they said, Sean, how do you feel about Russ having his own private quarterback coach and people in the facility? And to quote Sean Payton, yeah, I'm not familiar with that. Yeah, that's foreign to me. That's not going to happen.
he said that as he was walking away from the mic. Like,
that's not going to happen now that I'm here. That's a wrap. Cut.
Well, the juice is apparently he wanted Pete Carroll fired.
Oh,
and man. Now he's like, no. I never wanted Pete Carroll. Now he's doing damage control on that, and it's getting awkward. So the question to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, did Russell Wilson change, or did we just not know him and now he's exposed?
And I'm not saying he's a bad dude. Is he just not the dude we thought? We'll take your feedback next. 877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, welcome back. Good morning.
Yeah.
CNR on FSR's Friday. Fox Sports Radio. Steve Covino and Rich Davis. Covino and Rich. Spotty Boy is here. Joel is here on the ones and twos. Danny G on the phones. And start calling now, 877-99 on Fox, because we're talking smack. I mean, we're talking about Russell Wilson.
Russ.
And I said that jokingly because I don't want it to come across that way. I like Russell Wilson. Look, I admire these guys. That's why we do what we do. You know, I love playing sports. He's one of the best. But we'd be lying to ourselves to say we didn't see a change in the guy,
yeah,
right?
And the question is, well, we'll get to the latest Pete Carroll story, which is why we bring up Russ in the first place. But the question is, do people change or are you just exposed to who you really are? Like they always say, when fame or money hits someone, right? Someone wins the lottery or, you know, some dude becomes rich and famous. What do they say? If an actor is a real jerk,
diva,
they always say, well, he was always sort of like that, but now it's just amplified. Or if someone's a really nice guy, guess what? Give him a little money. Some woman's a great woman, give her some money. They're just nicer. They, if someone's nice, they become nicer. If someone's a jerk, they become more of a jerk.
Well, I hate to give you this answer, but it's probably somewhere in the middle. Like, think of relationships, right? You know, sometimes people, well, people always lead for the most part with their sellable attributes, right? When you meet a woman for the first time, she's like, yeah, I love sports. And she's telling you all the things that make her great to you.
I'm like one of the guys.
And then you're like, oh, okay. And then as time goes on, you start to see, well, she really didn't love sports that much.
You ever have a girl oversell it? She's like, you know what? I love strip clubs. Right. I love sports. I love everything guys love.
So again, like Russell Wilson.
It's like, really? Okay.
He's sort of, you know, newer in the league. He's selling himself. We're all loving the guy. And then things sort of even out, like any relationship. So there's a part of that, but there's a part of his influences, part of his money, and a part of his life that probably made him change a little bit.
Nothing stays the same.
I wrote this down, too, because I have so much to say about this. It's not that you can't change. If you don't change, then you're not evolving, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to change. Life is supposed to change you. Being a parent, growing up, getting married. All these things change a person.
If you're the same person you were when you were 20, that's more sad.
That's Joel's cousin, right?
That's right.
No, that's part of it, right? Like, you go back home and you see your buddy doing the same thing he was doing, you know, in junior high. That's not good either. You're supposed to change, but you're supposed to change for the better. That's the thing. That's the key. So we ask you, based on the story today about Russell Wilson wanting Pete Carroll fired and everything, he's denying it, by the way. You know, did he change or did we not know him? Has he been exposed? Your thoughts on Russell Wilson? I'm rooting for the guy, and we're all rooting for a turnaround season for sure. But what are your thoughts based on today's story? 877-99 on Fox.
Danny's not. He's a Raiders fan. He's hoping for a miserable fail again. Danny's like, who's rooting for a turnaround season?
No, because if you remember, you know, when his season.
Let's not ride.
Yeah. When his season started off poorly, he even said, like, you know, this turnaround will eventually be a great story. And I believe that that is possible this year for the guy.
Well,
but I think he also needs to, like, gain his step back a little bit,
well,
too.
There were people that said he looked a little puffier and slower.
Oh, yeah, he's a sack of potatoes.
Dude, he had a lineman approach him on national television.
Yeah, that was... Ooh,
and well, he didn't even do the... Who's you talking...
What?
You talking to...
Yeah, so what? You know what, Joel? Maybe he did get a little lazy. Maybe he did get a little soft. But you know what? Life happens, right? Hey, we all got a little lazy.
I know you ain't talking to me.
It happens in life. It happens. He could turn it around.
He tweeted, focused on moving forward, best ahead.
All right.
Well, so, I like that.
Well, the story, very positive. He's always
best
positive.
Best ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the story started with Russ saying... People are saying that when he was with the Seahawks, he pushed to have Pete Carroll fired before his departure. It was sort of like, well, if you want to keep me in Seattle, you get rid of Pete Carroll. And that's the story that's floating around.
Did you see what he said about it?
And then he responded.
He said, I love Pete. This is from Danger Russ Wilson on Twitter. I love Pete.
You should change that.
And he was a father figure to me. And John believed in me and drafted me as well. I never wanted them fired. All any of us wanted was to win. I'll always have respect for them, and I love Seattle.
Best is ahead.
Yeah, so that's from his Twitter.
That's right, Spot.
And
Spot should keep saying that after everything
best
y'all
said. Best is ahead. Russell Wilson has become some sort of a media target in a way. And maybe there's some suspicion there, too. Maybe people in Seattle just sort of leaking that out there, like, you know to give him bad PR so it looked like they did the right thing. Who knows?
What'd you say, Spot?
Best is ahead.
He's sort of an easy guy to pick on, right? Like, remember, like, when Britney Spears is vulnerable at times, the media used... You know, now they're more sensitive. But back in the day, people would pile on Britney Spears. Like, sometimes someone's just easier to pick on. And I think that might be the case with Russ.
And he's completely... And his team is completely denying these allegations today.
All right. Well, let's go to your phone calls. But got to remind you guys, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Intelligence runs in the fam. Innovative. And innovation runs in the fam. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2023 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. And let's go to Dane in Illinois. Dane, your thoughts on Russell Wilson. What's up, man?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Here's my take on Russ. I don't think he's changed at all. I think he's revealed exactly who he is, and here's why. My biggest frustration with him is if you go back, everybody wants to reference the Marshawn Lynch run or lack thereof in the Super Bowl. But go to the play right before that. Everybody forgets that play, which is a more or less a Hail Mary down the right sideline. I think Lockett was the one jumped up to catch it. Falls on his back.
Most ridiculous catch ever, yeah.
In his hand. Right. If you take that, that is a microcosm of Russ's performance in Seattle. I'm a Niners fan from the Midwest.
Me too.
So not bad blood necessarily, but there were so many. You have the Hail Mary against Green Bay. You have so many of those plays that bounced his way or were as a result of the receivers with his defense keeping him in the game. I don't think the only good thing he ever did as a quarterback was run, and the only thing that's changed about him is he's aged and gotten slower. And without that capability, he's not a pocket passer.
Listen, at one point he threw one of the best long balls in the game. So he does have an arm. Russell Wilson has an arm, but
he's saying he's been exposed as a person and as an athlete.
Sluggish and, you know,
sack of potatoes.
Maybe Hackett was the worst match ever. Like, you ever date someone and they bring out the worst in you? Maybe that's what Nathaniel Hackett did to Russ. We'll analyze it more. We'll take your phone calls, have some fun. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Adam, Frank, John, everyone hang on the phone. We'll get to your feedback next right here on FSR. Let's go.
The best is ahead.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.